Napa Know How.
Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sell to Success.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, "Education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money," end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Greetings and welcome to the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Havila Malone, and we are here with a very special show for you. You know, we're coming into this new year. We're all about getting that refreshed mindset, starting anew, starting over, and we're going to do that today with our very special guest and the founder of the International Mastermind Association, Ann McNeil. So I join you today to be able to really talk about the foundation of the International Mastermind Association and the principles in which govern how the association is run and the things that are put into place to help you with your lives. So myself being kind of a talk show host and as well as the number one best-selling author of How to Become a Publicity Magnet in Any Market via TV, radio, and print, that is available on Amazon.com or my website at HavilaMalone.com. And even for myself, throughout my career, I was very fortunate to be introduced to the principles of Napoleon Hill Think and Grow Rich, which have been helped me and been fundamental in the progress that I've made throughout my career. And for those of you who may not be familiar with Napoleon Hill, this young man was a journalist who just went around interviewing and sharing stories with individuals, and he had a very special assignment to go interview Andrew Carnegie, and this being one of the most successful people of his time. And when he went to have that interview with Andrew Carnegie, he found himself there for 3 days, you know, really soaking in the knowledge and soaking in the information that Andrew Carnegie had to share with him. And as we know, that success leaves a blueprint. Success leaves a path that we can walk upon and make it to our destination. And so in his interviews with Andrew Carnegie, he found so many valuable tools and tips and bits of information that he could use. But Andrew Carnegie, knowing and seeing the potential within Napoleon Hill, he gave him an assignment. And that assignment was to go to speak to the very top people of his time, the most successful people of his time, and he would go and eventually speak to over 500 individuals, interviewing them, and we're talking about presidents, Teddy Roosevelt, as well as Henry Ford, so many very successful individuals of his time, Thomas Edison, to find out what were the things that they did that made them successful? What were the habits that they instilled? What were the conversations that they had? What were the type of people that they hung around that helped them to accomplish and do what they did? What were their mindsets? All of those pieces to the puzzle that made them successful. And after spending 20 years out doing these interviews and talking to individuals, he was able to boil down all of this information into these principles for success, which he wrote in the book, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. There's 13 chapters in this book, and those 13 chapters are very powerful chapters that break down how you become successful, these principles for success, not only in your business life, but your personal life, your relationships, and all areas of your life this book helps with. And so the IMA, the International Mastermind Association, shares these principles with individuals and helps them to mastermind, to come together with like-minded people who are all about moving in the same direction, who are about moving forward and attaining their goals, and accountability being a huge piece of that puzzle. And the 13 chapters in which are covered in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich include desire, faith, auto-suggestion, specialized knowledge, imagination, organized planning, decisions, persistence, the power of the mastermind, the mystery of sex transmutation, the subconscious mind, the brain, and the sixth sense. So it really breaks down how all of those pieces play a part in the puzzle. And our, the founder of the International Mastermind Association is a very special woman who was introduced to these principles, introduced to these concepts, and started to apply them in her life, and then started to see the changes, started to see those principles take hold and help her to become extremely successful in her life. As Ms. Ann McNeil, she is known as the master builder, and she helps build masterminds. She's been a successful international speaker, she's an author, and she really helps to create the environment and create opportunities for people to really grow. She helps them lay a firm foundation and helps them build upon their strengths. And, you know, she says that her message is very simple. She says, I'm teaching people how to create a strategic life plan for living a successful life. And let me ask you, who doesn't want to live a successful life? Who doesn't want to be successful in their relationships? Who doesn't want to be successful in their careers? Who doesn't want to be successful in their family life? Who doesn't want to be successful in their overall well-being, their health, all those areas of your life, your spirituality, that all play a role in our success? And Ann McNeil created this foundation, the International Mastermind Association, to be able to help individuals do just that. I love because she says that, you know, we should all be planning on what we'll do when we are 92. Yes, 92. And if you're not, why? Because she wants to leave people empowered and uncomfortable at the same time. Now, that's an interesting concept. So she said they should be motivated to make a shift in the way they're living and planning their lives. Because Ann McNeil, not only as a speaker, a coach, but she serves as the president and founder of the International Mastermind Association and the National Association of Black Women in Construction. She's an officer and Speak to Share, a public speaking firm owned by her daughter, Ayani McNeil. And additionally, she's the owner of a Colbert Ball Tax franchise. So this is an extremely successful and extremely busy young lady who is joining us today. And I want to thank you so much for taking out the time to really break down kind of what the IMA stands for, how they help people, and also be able to share some of the success stories of individuals who have come through the International Mastermind Association. So welcome to the call, Ann McNeil.
Good morning. Thank you so very much, Avila. Good morning.
Good morning. We are so very happy to have you on the line. You are really a phenomenal woman.
To God be the glory, Avila. Thank you, but to God be the glory.
Yes, yes. You know, there's so many things that you have accomplished over your life, and I just want you to take a moment to talk to the audience a little bit about, you know, some of the things that you do, as well as we're going to get into how you were introduced to to Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, because as we're coming into a new year, there was a new year that brought something into you back many years ago. So just tell us a little bit more about yourself, and for those who may be listening in who are new, and so definitely share with us, please.
Well, Havila, thank you for the opportunity, and we want to welcome all of the callers into the radio show. I am branding myself as the Master Builder Building Mastermind, and if you'd like, I'd like to share how that started, because I think everything starts with the foundation. And so often, so many people like us, you want to have a change in your life, but you do not know where to start. And oftentimes that place to start is so simple, we don't recognize it when we see it. And so for me, it all started naturally with this book at 9 p.m. on December 31st, 1979. And I picked up a copy of the book as my husband and friends decided to go out and celebrate the new year. I decided to stay home and read the book. Very exciting life, of course. But anyway, as I began to read the book, the book began to read me. And for the first time in my adult life, I realized that I had been climbing that ladder of success only to find it leaning against the wrong wall for me. And so that began a now over 25-year, almost 30-year journey to a life of abundance. And I'm not just talking about money, but in every area of my life, but really realizing and understanding how to live a better quality of life, but more importantly, how to share it with others and watch them live a better quality of life. And that was the beginning for me.
And that's just a beautiful thing, and I love how you shared that, you were on that New Year's Eve, and instead of going out for those festivities, you were introduced to a book. So you made a decision in that moment to be able to invest in yourself. And investing
Absolutely.
In yourself, you found a tool that really has now shaped and transformed your life and the lives of many, many others along the way.
Absolutely. And more importantly for me, though, Havila, helping other people is great. But I think a really good testimony is when you can see it in the lives of your family and those people who are truly, truly, truly close to you. And as I've watched my friends and family grow in every area of their lives, from toddlers to now adults, it is a fact that the system and the process works, but only if you work it.
And I appreciate that you said that, because you're right. When you can help those closest to you, those members in your family, because sometimes we'll go out, we'll learn something, and we're like, we get really excited about something new that we learn that we know will help somebody. And then we go to our family, and we try to share that, information with our family. Oh, you need to do this or whatever, check out this principle, check out this tool, check out this, strategy or whatever, and try to apply this. But it's usually our family that's most resistant to, getting that information. So how were you able to help your family? Was it through you applying those principles and they seeing the changes in you, or were they just open to receiving this information and applying it for themselves?
Well, I would love to take the credit for that, but I really have to suggest what I did actually. And it was not a strategy, because when you're on the journey and on the trail and on the path, you don't know you're on it until later on down the road, if you will. So for me, I started by sharing the book, Children, and we would discuss it and we would apply it at a very, very early age. And so I think that what happens very often, we wait too late, and by the time they're able to drive and, have friends of their own and go places, it's a little late. Not too late, but it's a little late. So my youngest daughter and my grandson all started masterminding around the ages of 6 and 7 years old.
So then you're saying that it's never too early to start with sharing this information with our children, sharing this information with our family, because the younger that they can get started applying these principles, the better off and more successful they're going to be with them.
Absolutely. I think that as young as a child can ask you, can you take me to McDonald's? They have a goal. That's a goal. My goal is I want to go to McDonald's. I want to go to Wendy's. I want to go to Rollins. That's a goal. I want a pair of sneakers. I want this for Christmas. That's a goal. And when we can show them that you take that goal, now you set a plan. What are you going to do to earn that? Now we put a time limit on it. When do you want that by? What's the date? That's the process. The accountability. Now every week, we're going to discuss how are you on the path? How are you coming? Do you need any help? Have you thought about this? And you start with the little goals, a little piggy bank. Put the coins in the piggy bank. Let's take the piggy bank to the bank. How much money do you want to save? By what date? And that's how my daughter started saving and investing. My grandson, the same thing, different way. So it's never too early, but it's also never too late.
Never too late. So whether you get those principles when you're younger, whether you get those principles when you're older, it will work for you if you work with it. If you are listening into the show right now, you're listening to International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. Your host, Havel Malone. We are speaking with the president and founder of the International Mastermind Association. We're going to be right back after this commercial break.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right, we are back, and we are here with Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Masterminds. If you want to join the conversation, you have questions or comments, you can dial 661-554-9219 and press 1 on your keypad to join that conversation. I'm sure you have many questions for Ms. Ann McNeil. We were just talking about how when getting the principles of Napoleon Hill Think and Grow Rich is never too late. It's never too early to get started. It's all about getting started. And you talked about how the principles have really helped you in your life and helped you become successful. You were able to leave corporate America, form your own corporations. You're very successful in the things that you're doing, but not just within your career, but also within your family life, your spirituality, because there's actually 10 areas of life that you mastermind over, and those 10 areas being the spiritual, creativity, recreational, financial, education, health, business, personal development, family, and civic. So it really is a holistic approach that you are doing, that the International Mastermind is doing to really help people within their lives. So tell us a little bit about that, why it's such a holistic view of life that these principles are being applied to.
Well, Avila, when I first started that particular night, and I like to share this part of the story, which I think is so very important, I got to page 28 in the version of the book that I had at that time of Think and Grow Rich. And on that page it asked me, it said 6 steps to riches, but the first 4 questions were, he asked, how much money do you want? That was the first question. And in my mind, I said $1,000. And the second question he asked was, what will you give in return for the money? Not knowing any better, I said I'd save it. Third question he asked was, by what date? I thought about it. I said, you know, December 31st, 1979, a year from today would be good. So 1980, December 31st. The fourth question I could not answer. And the fourth question said, describe in great detail exactly how you're going to get the money. I thought about it. I said, I make this much, I spend this much, I got a negative number. thought about it again. I wrote it down. I make this much. I spend this much. The negative number kept getting bigger. I sat there and I pulled out 11 months of canceled checks, and I wrote every single check down month by month. And first month, a negative. Second month, a negative. I don't need to go any further. By the end of the 11th month, they were all negative. And the realization was I could not save any money because I was not making enough money to save $1,000. And that was not the answer. I had to make more money and then save the $1,000. And that was the realization that there was no way for me to make more money. I had to learn how to earn, you know, take the creative ideas that God has given me and then earn money in another way other than my job. And that began the opening of the creativity to the possibility of entrepreneurship with my job. I can be an entrepreneur and I can be an entrepreneur. And that's what I began to do in looking for opportunities, looking how do I take the ideas. And I keep coming back to the ideas because God has given us ideas. That's where the creativity comes from. We don't use them. We don't carry them through. We stop when it starts getting hard. And so as I began to focus on the money, as I began to read the book, Napoleon Hill said, start a mastermind group, pull together a group of people, a like mind, like spirit, to serve as an accountability on your goals. And as we began to do that, we all focused on the money. But after a few years, I realized I was out of balance because everything was about the money. And so what about my spiritual life? What about my health? So we also read a book by Glenn Bland entitled Success, the Glenn Bland Method. And he picked up Napoleon Hill's book one night in the airport, read the book overnight, stayed up 2 days, wrote a plan, and became one of the wealthiest people in the insurance industry. But he came up with a process. He said, Napoleon Hill's book is actually about the Word of God. And if you look at it, it's really a lot about the principles of the book of Proverbs. And he then began, he laid out, he said, these are four areas of your life you really want to focus on to be successful. And those areas were your spiritual, your family, your health, and education. So we began to focus on those four areas. And the more we grew over the years, the more we realized to have a better quality of life, we needed to add more areas such as personal development, such as creativity, such as recreation, such as our civic area, and how to give back and serve to others. And that was the process over about 10 or 15 years of how we went from the one focus, which is the money, to then the four or five, which added the family and the spiritual and the education, to now the 10 areas which we really feel really encompass a total life.
Because you were really finding that if you look at all of those areas and you put them into kind of a wheel format, if you were just focused on the money, like the rest of your tires were then flat. So it's like, okay, yes, I'm getting more money, but yes, my relationship is falling apart, or you know, my spirituality is falling apart. So you all added, as you continue to do this process and apply these principles, you found that let me add these other areas, let me add the focus here, so that this whole wheel can flow. We can ride down the road and, you know, not have so many lumps and bumps along the way.
Exactly. I'd like to also share this point, too. As we began to study and learn, we also realized we needed to read something in every area of our lives. Because how do you grow? One of my favorite authors, Charlie Tremendous Jones, says, you know, you will be the same in 5 years as you are today, except for two things, the books you read and the people you meet. And I have to repeat that. He said that you will be the exact same in 5 years from now as you are today, except for two things, the books you read and the people you meet. And so what we found is that in order to grow, we needed to associate with other people in the areas who were doing what we wanted to do, people that we wanted needed to meet. And then also we needed to read something in every area that we needed to wanted to grow in. And because of that, we read a book entitled The Millionaire Next Door. And in reading that book and realizing that, you know, we are working for the money, but we don't know how to make our money work for us. So then we began to learn how to analyze stocks and how to invest. And really, when you think about it, everybody's not going to start a business. Everybody's not an entrepreneur or have an entrepreneurial spirit. But if you really want to make real money, you will make real money on making your money work for you on the market. and in the market, and you need to understand that. And there are a lot of places you can go for investment education, and one I'd like to suggest on this show is the organization called, it's a not-for-profit organization called Better Investing. So what our mastermind group did was we started an investment club. There were 10 of us in the mastermind group, and each one of us chose one other lady of like mind, like spirit, and we started an investment club to learn how to invest and how to analyze stocks. And I think that that was one of the best efforts that came out of our masterminding organization, because it taught us the power of compounding. And so, again, going back to the family and friends, when you share with your family and friends, you know, just save and invest while you still earn, but don't spend everything you make.
That's a very important. Yes, thank you. And also for our listening audience, for the benefit of them, what was the name of that group again, or where can they find out more information about that investment club?
Okay, you can Google Better Investing, and the website is Better, E-E-T-T-E-R, and the word investing, betterinvesting.org.
Betterinvesting.org. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, yes. Go and check that out if you want to be able to make that money work for you as opposed to you working for it. So thank you very much for sharing that that tip with everyone. And you talked about using that mastermind principle, bringing together those like minds, and which is the foundation of the International Mastermind Association. So can you talk to us a little bit more about the mastermind principle, how it's applied, and the accountability piece, which is the biggest piece to that puzzle?
Absolutely, absolutely. What we have done in the past few years is we have created a process to help people understand how do you start and run a successful mastermind group. And you can go to our website at internationalmasterminders.com, and there's more information there. But what we have is the best way to start a mastermind group is, if you're interested, identify one person of like-minded and like-spirit. The two of you come together, and these are Napoleon Hill's words. He said, you come together, the two of you, and you identify a third person that you must both agree on. Then the three of you come together, and the three of you identify a fourth that you must all agree on. Why is that important? Because you must have like minds and like spirits. And you're a mastermind group yourself, Havel, and you know what happens when you bring someone in that group who is not of like mind and like spirit. A lot of people get confused. They bring people in of like mind, but they're not like spirit, and they have a problem.
Yeah.
They bring people in of like spirit from church, excuse me, but not like mind, and they have a problem. So when you get people of like mind and like spirit, that's going to pull you up, not bring you down. And everybody's working on your goals yourself. And each of you are holding each other accountable, and you're growing at the same time. You have individual goals, you have group goals, and then there's an organizational goal. That triangle is what forms the balance on everybody. Body and everything. And that's what's helped to make our process work.
So getting together with people who are like mind and like spirit is going to be
absolutely
key to making the process of a mastermind work, so that you're all working in harmony together to get to that singular goal or to get towards whatever it is that you're pursuing. And the accountability piece, which is so huge, because we will having other individuals who we are accountable to, that we have to check in with on a weekly basis, daily basis, you know, however your mastermind is set up, it really helps you to stay focused, because there's so many distractions that happen within our day, within our lives. And so accountability is key to making sure that that happens. And if you're joining our conversation now, we are speaking with the president and founder of the International Mastermind Association, Ann McNeil, who is the master builder, building masterminds. If you have any questions or comments, and you can call in at 661-554-9219. You can press 1 on your keypad so that we know that you're on the line and you have a comment or question. And you know, you've been sharing with us about the International Mastermind Association, the principles behind Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill's book. And I love how you brought out earlier that the person who you are 5 years from now will be the same person unless it's the people who you meet or the books or material that you read or what will help to shape and change that yourself. That's what's going to mold you. So making sure that you are reading material that's helping you grow in different areas of your life, and especially using a Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich book and those principles over the 13 chapters are really going to help you to get to where you want to. And a part of the International Mastermind Association, because of that accountability piece being as huge as it is, and you seeing the value in that, you actually have a mid-year conference as well as an annual conference where people come together. They bring their life in writing and all of their goals and how they have been able to either attain those goals or maybe if they face issues or challenges in getting to them, but you are able to go through and help those individuals to figure out what needs to happen, or they do kind of a reporting of where they are in that process. So tell us a little bit about that, because later on in the show we're going to actually hear from some of the individuals who came to the conference and about how this tool has helped them in their lives, and so our listeners can find out how they can get involved and how it may be able to help them in their lives. So tell me a little bit about the mid-year and the annual, because you had an annual meeting that just passed recently within the last month, correct?
Exactly, and this month, actually a few weeks ago. You're right, 2 weeks ago, actually. Thank you, yes. Well, however, actually what happened in the very beginning, as we mastermind, we came together every single Saturday at 7, 8 a.m. every Saturday morning. There were about 10 of us, and we would rotate each other's homes. And we would serve as an accountability on each other's goals for that week. So every week we would say, this is what we want to do by next week. Come together that next Saturday. How did you do? Good, not so good. What help do you need? And then we do that every Saturday. And eventually we got to the point to where years have passed and we say, you know, why don't we get together and bring all of our goals for the year and see how did we progress for the year. But we set our goals for 6 months, we set goals for 6 months, 1 year, 5 years. And back then we could not see 5 years ahead. We really could only see 6 months to 1 year. 5 years was just such a stretch, we could not see it. Eventually, we looked up, and 5 years had passed. So we said, you know, why don't we set goals for 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years into the future? And we began to look and said, let's get together once a year. So as we got together once a year, what we found was that people started trailing off. Right about the middle of the year, they set the goals in January. They did well for the first time. They got to the second quarter, not so well. So then we said, you know, why don't we get together twice a year in the annual beginning of the year to set the goals, see how you did for the previous year, and what will you do for the upcoming year. So now we do it in six-month intervals for the organization, but the individual groups still meet, and they set their goals by week, and then by month, and have an accountability on the quarter. But the organization as a whole come together, and the group is held accountable. What are your group goals? How did you do? Share with everybody else. And it has just been so empowering. But some of the most empowering stories have come from our children as we watch them grow up now. We've been doing this now for over 20 years, and it is just amazing to see children born into this organization grow up and live productive lives. And it does not mean that we don't all fall off the track, because we, present company included. But that's another show for another day. But the power is in the accountability. The power is really in the accountability, because not only do we hold each other accountable in our individual groups, but we also hold each other accountable across groups. And the organization has a written process in place where you have to submit everything in writing. That is where the rubber really meets the road, and it's empowering.
Mm. submitting it in writing. And as a matter of fact, that's one of the principles that is spoken about in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, about the power of actually writing your goals down. It's that process of taking that idea from out of your head, you know, kind of letting it travel through that your body, through your hand, writing it down, and then you're able to kind of formulate a plan around that and creating this mastermind group and having these like individuals who are like-minded, like spirit, and saying, hey, we're going to all move forward together. We have our plans in writing. We're going to be accountable to each other, and then we're going to continue to move forward. And that has been one of the biggest pieces that's helped you in your life and in your career, and to help you to do the things that you've done, as well as you've helped many, 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 many individuals to be able to do the same thing. And we're going to go take a commercial break right now, and you're listening to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Tavla Malone. If you have questions or comments or want to join the conversation, you can do that at 661-554-9219. You're going to press 1 on your keypad. And when we come back, we're going to talk to some individuals who were at this annual meeting, who have been a part of the IMA, matter of fact, new members as well as members who have been with the association for a while, and see how this process has helped them in their lives. And we'll do that when we come back. Thanks for joining us.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right. You are listening to International Association Mastermind, International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Tavla Malone, and we are here speaking with the founder and president of the International Mastermind Association, Ms. Anne McNeil. And we actually have on the line with us one of the members of the organization, matter of fact, Ms. Nefrida J. Thomas. She comes from Clear Channel Communications. She's got a background in marketing and public relations, and she's worked with clients such as the 100 Black Men of South Florida, the City of Miami Gardens, and many other organizations with her time with Clear Channel. And K&S Media Consultants is a media consulting firm for new and established businesses looking to improve their marketing strategies. So she has actually been with the International Mastermind Association back within the early 90s when the original Miami Mastermind Women formed, and when they really started to apply those mastermind principles. And so we really want to talk with, welcome Mr. Frieda Thomas to the show. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Havala, and everyone else that's listening. How are you all this morning?
Doing excellent, excellent. It's so glad that you could join us this morning. You have quite the background and have been a part of this organization and using these principles for some time. And we really want to find out from you how you got started with IMA, as well as like how it has affected your life, or what is it you found has been most beneficial for being a part of this group.
Well, how I got started is like Ann said a little earlier, a show for another day.
But I will say this.
I got started by recognizing the fact that I really did not have a plan for my life at the age of 24 is when it was introduced. But to be honest with you, I really did not apply the principles, begin to pair principles, or really focused on them until I was about 28. Living at my mother's home, with two children, single, feeling that, you know, I was going to be with my mother forever. She would be responsible for me and my kids as though that's what she was supposed to do. And not really having any direction. I mean, so many of us, if we were honest with ourselves and admitted it, a lot of us were in that kind of a mindset, or still are to some degree. And I'm telling you that it's an eye-opening revelation when you realize that you do have a ladder going up, or you have a ladder that is not moving you at all, or the ladder was extremely short and you feel like you've reached your goal, and then you find it's leaning against the wrong wall. So there are a lot of things going on with that ladder of success, but you got to first determine, are you really looking to be on a ladder of success, or are you looking to hold on to somebody else's success? That's the challenge. So when those kind of things, when I had to really wake up and smell the coffee, if you will, it was good to know that there was a pot already brewing over on Ann McNeil's side of the wall. So I was so thankful to be invited, but I did not take it that way in the beginning. But I will say that through all of that, just trying to root and ground myself through all of that, it has really contributed to the person or the woman that I have become today, which is one that I may not be at the place I really desire to be, but I am constantly moving up in a positive motion to get there. I'm not standing still. I do feel like I'm worthwhile. I do feel all the things I didn't feel before, I feel now. And it is because of my relationship with my mastermind friends, my mastermind partners, and all that I've learned over the years. It has been a long journey. A lot of things have taken place in my life. And again, all of us come from different backgrounds and different areas. So all of us may not be at the same place that Ann was. She was already married. She was in a home. You know, she had kids. You know, the same little white picket fence and two and a half children, you know, that kind of mentality.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, she realized that I really desire to have more. So how do I get that? So your wanting more may mean that you are at a different level. You know, you may not be the married. You may desire to be married. You may desire to have kids. This is for everyone. So I don't want to give people the impression that where you are, you're just too low to get up. You can't make it. That's not true. It's so far from the truth. Anybody can grasp this concept and start from right where you are. Because the beautiful thing about this book and the beautiful thing about these concepts, they're all based on the Bible, and they're all based on your relationship or having a relationship with the Supreme Being, with God. And I'm telling you, God meets all of us right where we are, no matter where that is. You can give that book to someone who is on the street, and they can read it, and they can change their lives because of how powerful it is. So I want to start out by talking about my personal experience from there, by letting people know that this is open to the world. It is open to everyone. And that is why Ann is so adamant about sharing it, because so many of us would be in different levels or in different places if we knew that we could be. A lot of us go to work and 9 to 5, and before you know it, we're 50, we're 65, we're retiring. And we look back, all we have to show for it is that we worked somewhere for 65 years, and now I'm going to the doctor every day, I haven't really lived, and I want to do this, I want to do that. And what you want to do is try to encompass all of that together along with your dreams and your desires, and it is extremely possible. You just have to have the desire to do it. So I don't know if I answered your question or over-answered it, but I hope I answered the question.
Oh, no, that was wonderful. And I love how you shared that, you know, pretty much that life is a journey, and we're all constantly growing and you know, striving to move forward towards our goals. And even if we aren't where we want to be, there is a way, there is a roadmap to be able to get there. And the principles that you've learned and been able to apply from Thinking Grow Rich and your being a part of the International Mastermind Association and masterminding with the group that you have, you've been able to continue to move forward towards your goals. And program really meets you where you are. So like you said, hey, Anne was already married. She had, you know, the children, you know, things were in place, but maybe that's the goal of someone else is to end up getting married one day or having children, or maybe it's not. Maybe the goal, you know, is to stay single and just continue to work in career but yet have a healthy relationship with their friends and family. So no matter where you are or what you want to accomplish within your life, you can do that with these principles and within this organization giving you, helping you with the plan and giving you the accountability that's needed. And we do definitely want to remind our listeners that they can find out more information about the International Mastermind Association at www.internationalmasterminders.com. So you can go there, find out how you can get involved with the organization, get more information about the organization. Of course, every Saturday morning there is a Blog Talk Radio show where you can listen in and get some very important information about this process and how it will work for you in your life. So thank you very much for sharing that. And so you just recently came back from the annual meeting. So tell me a little bit about your experience there, and you know, for those who are listening in, if, you know, getting them to understand kind of like what happened, like what could they expect with coming to the annual meeting?
Well, the first thing, Havila, let me first say that I have been listening to the show since we started, and I want to tell you that you are excellent. I have really, really enjoyed the show. You are a wonderful, wonderful host, and you've done a tremendous job. So thank you very much for opening up this
opportunity
for us to be able to share our stories with the world, if you will, because we don't know who may download this later or whatever. So I do want to say that you have really brought a whole new spice to this particular show. And they always say that God gives you exactly what you need when you need it. So I really believe that you were the thing that we needed, and God gave it to us right on time. So I want to thank you for doing a wonderful, wonderful job and bringing us on the map to where we are right now. So I just wanted to publicly say that. Also,
thank you.
You're welcome, my love. In addition to the annual, the annual was birthed out of the fact that we all want to be held accountable for our goals and things that we say that we're going to do. New Year's resolutions are one thing, but that's something I never do anymore because since I've been masterminding, I don't do New Year's resolutions. I do New Year's plans for my life. And when you do those plans, they need to have meat on them. And meat on them is an action plan on how to get to them. It's very simple to sit down and write, oh, I'm going to lose 25 pounds, I'm going to get a boyfriend, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that for 2014. You know, it's wonderful to write that down and put it in the cupboard, but then after you've written it down, what is the action plan to get any of that stuff done? You know, I want to make an additional $2,000 this year. Okay, well, what service are we going to render to do that? And I think that that book, Thinking Grow Rich, it really sets the precedent for everything that you need to do from there. So our annual was based on the groups coming together for one. And then at the end of the year, we all wanted to come together and talk about what we were able to accomplish in that year. And then what are the plans for the year coming up? So we were able to do a twofold. And what I want to share is that we are a private group, meaning that your information is not, it's a running principle with Mastermind. What we discuss in our meetings, it is between you and that group or you and that organization of people. It is not something that, because a lot of these ladies and men, they're very personal goals, very personal things that they're discussing, very personal struggles that they're going through, and they're using the Mastermind process to kind of work through that. And so, therefore, it is a opportunity for you to be real and open with everyone, and know that it is also a wonderful place for them to be with you to help you through it. And it's not something that we just go out and just talk to everybody about unless it's something you want to share. So I do want to make sure that because every one of these journeys are individual. So your goal, Tavola, may not be mine, but if you decide to build widgets, I need to show you how to, I need to help you if I can, if I have any information on how to get to the next person to help you find the materials to build the widget. You know, it doesn't matter. It's an individual journey. So my goals are not going to look like yours. Yours are not going to look like mine. But what we come together on is that you do have a goal and that you want to reach it. So the reasons are not mine. They're yours. So I need to be willing to help you with that. So the annual kind of sets the stage for all of that to be possible. And this last annual that we had was more like a big round table. It was beautiful. I mean, it was wonderful. Everybody shared. Beatrice Lewis Saint did a wonderful job. She and her team, her group, the Anointed Masterminders, did a wonderful job in leading us in this time of sharing. And it was timely. It was effective. And so many of the people that may have been new, everybody felt like they were a part of this experience, and they all got a chance to share and to show. And for those people who are going to follow up from this call and probably find out more about our organization, there are some tools that Ann has put together that are awesome that really helped set the stage that day. It is the questionnaire that we use to determine where we really are in our lives. It has some health questions on it. It has some questions in every area, spiritual life, where are you there, where are you in your health, where are you in your education, where are you in your business/career, your recreational goals, all those things. There are certain questions that we're asking financially, where are you financially, and it really makes you think about, wow, I don't have those things in place. What happens if this happens? Do I have this in place? So it was really a wonderful time together, and we were all able to turn some of those yeses, some of those no's that we had on that paper into yeses that day. So that was a really blessing and an experience that I really had not had in a long time. And it really brought me back to really focusing on my goal again. So I just wanted to share that. I'm hoping that answered your question about the annual. But it was my experience. That's what I took away from it, is really being able to come together and everybody participate in the annual. It was beautiful, to say the least.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that and for taking the time to come on the call today and to share a little bit about your experience with IMA. Because, ladies and gentlemen who are out there in our listening audience, it's definitely something you want to take part in, being able to come, really get a plan for your life in all those 10 areas. And McNeil, the founder of the International Mastermind Association, provided valuable tools and resources to be able to make that very simple. And you're able to get with that accountability group. You get with that mastermind, and you really start moving forward. And we see that so many good things have come out of this group and the organization. So yeah, I thank you so much for joining us. And we're also going to be speaking in just a moment to another member of the International Mastermind Association, Ms. Cynthia, who has been able to really use those principles and things in her lives. And as we speak about resources and tools before we get to that call, we was mentioned a little bit earlier about, hey, coming into the new year. And it shows that in statistics about 50% of Americans take on a New Year's resolution. But sad to say that about 92% of them fail in that resolution. Several reasons why, because there's no clear plan, there's no clear goal, as well as the accountability that's needed to help move forward and get that goal accomplished. usually isn't there. So there is something called 21 to Win Challenge that's happening right now. You can find out more information about that 21 to Win Challenge in my number one best-selling book, How to Become a Publicity Magnet in Any Market via TV, Radio, and Print, which is available on Amazon.com or on my website at HavilaMalone.com. That's HavilaMalone. But the 21 to Win Challenge is all about helping you get very clear about whatever your goal or your initiative is, and then setting you up with an accountability partner to be able to help you to stay on task in the 21 days, helping you to form that new habit that's going to help you to get to that goal. It's something that's simple, it's effective, it's fun. You can find out more information about it as well on the Facebook group. That's at www.facebook.com/groups/21to win. That's the number 2, the number 1, and then T-O-W-I-N. So we definitely want to share whatever resources and tools that we have available to you, as well as Ann shared earlier about that investment club at betterinvesting.org. So make sure that you check that out. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Tavla Malone, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Hello there. You are back on the line, International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. If you'd like to call in with your questions or comments, you can do that at 661-554-9219. You can press *1 on your keypad so that we see that you are on the line. We just spoke with Nefrida Thomas, who's been a part of the International Mastermind Association for many years and has found so many benefits a part of being in the organization. Talks to us about the annual meeting and what happens there. And you can get more information about the International Mastermind Association at internationalmasterminders.com. But right now we have on the line Ms. Cynthia, who is also has been a part of the International Mastermind Association. And just want to find out from you, what benefits have you found from being a part of this group? And just tell us a little bit about yourself. But Cynthia, welcome to the call.
Good morning, Havila, and it's great to
Good
be on
morning.
The call. Good morning.
Good morning.
How I found out about the International Mastermind Association was I met Ann McNeil, and we just met as friends. I'm in D.C., just so you know, and we were at a theater. She had come into town from Florida, visiting her daughter, to taking her to the Ford Theater for her birthday, and I was there with a friend as well, and we end up sitting next to each other and got to talking, and she said she was in Florida. I have a home in Florida, and I was in Florida around the Christmas holiday time, and I called Ann, and she said, we're having an annual mastermind meeting. And I said, mastermind meeting? I had not known anything at all about International Mastermind. So she went on to tell me all about Napoleon Hill, this mastermind, and I like got so excited. I was like, oh my God. I had read Think and Grow Rich so many times. I had went through the process and achieving some goals. Only thing that I had not experienced was being a part of a mastermind group. And when she told me that they were having a mastermind meeting, I said that was the missing link for me that I needed to help me achieve the goals, because I had never been in a group. I just tried to achieve these things alone. So I went to the meeting, and as a result of that meeting, my life completely changed.
What were the most beneficial things that you found from being a part of that mastermind group?
The benefit of having accountability partner. When the brother talked about when you get together and you get together as a group, the one big thing is you can write things down and you could say you want to achieve these things. But if you don't have anybody asking you, did you do that? For me, I'm the type of person, I know, I'm very clear with, if I'm going to go work out, I'll say I'm going to work out every day. But if you call me up and say, did you work out today? I'm going to go work out because I know I got to be accountable to you. So when she talked about
accountability was really a big part of it for you, being able to have somebody who can you can call upon or who's going to be calling upon you to make sure that you got whatever it is that you need to get accomplished done. And we are going to continue this conversation. I know that our time has really wound down because we have been having such a great conversation. I want to thank our audience for joining us for this episode of International Mastermind Association. I'm your host, Havel Malone, and you have a great day. But Miss Cynthia, definitely stay on the line with us because I want to continue to have this conversation with you about the benefits that you've had from having from being a part of that mastermind group, and so kind of how that accountability has played a role in your life and the results that you've seen.
Yeah, it is so true. When the friend talked about Anne has put together the blueprint, and if you follow that blueprint, you will achieve success. And when I say that, I'm talking about when you write it down, you have to bring that paper showing that you write it, you have written it down. You and I can be accountable to each other and meet on the phone, and I say, I can recite all these things that I want to recite by memory because it's something that I want to do. But when it comes time to showing up at the annual meeting, you have to show on paper that you've done that. If you say you're going to get a pap smear or a breast exam, just one area in health that you said that you're going to do, there's a check mark. Did you go to the doctor? If you didn't go to the doctor, you have not achieved the goal. But if you don't have anybody to look and say, where is that written that you did that, how do you achieve the goal? So many people don't understand and realize that you can't achieve anything just by hoping and wishing. When Napoleon Hill put down the steps and saying, what do you want to do? How much you want to do it? When you plan to do it? It's just like she said earlier when she talked about our kids. If a kid says, I want to go to McDonald's, when you want to go to McDonald's? I want to go right now. Okay, that's a goal. Okay, how about we go at 2 o'clock, and then 2 o'clock you go.
So having a definite plan, not just saying, oh, I want to do this, but, okay, when do you want to do it? How much of it do you want to do? You know, being very specific about what it is that you want to need, you find it's going to be the key factor or one of the key factors in determining whether you get it. Because if it's vague, it's just kind of out there in the blue moon, then there's nothing really that's tangible for you to hold on to.
Yes. And one of the things in the book that he talks about, when you set these goals and you say when you want to achieve it and how you're going to go about achieving it, don't worry about where it's going to come from. The minute that you have thought about it, I'm trying to think of that saying, you'll see it when you believe it. You don't believe it when you see it. You know, you have to believe it, and then it will show up. When you've written it down, you could write down something and say, I don't know how I'm going to achieve it, but I know it's going to come. Then God, the universe, whatever name you call it, will draw those people to you to make that happen. And that's what the International Mastermind Association has done for me. Not only have I been able to have accountability partners, but I've created friendships. Like Nefreda Thomas, if I had never Nefreda's in Florida. I'm in D.C. And the relationship that I have with Nefreda is wonderful as a result of being a part of the International Mastermind. I can see her anywhere. I can go to Florida and call her on the phone, and it's just like we know each other. We live right here together. So in so many ways, International Mastermind can help you grow friendships.
And that's a – yes, yes. And that's a beautiful thing, to be able to have genuine friendships, genuine relationships with people who are of like mind and moving in a similar direction. Not that you have the same goals, you know, so to speak, but that you are moving
right,
in the
right.
same direction, and having those people as your close confidants. Because when you look at your peer group and you look at the people around you, they will. That is a determining factor for where you
right.
will go in your life, or the things that you will accomplish in your life. So International Mastermind Association allows and provides for you to have relationships with quality people.
Exactly. And yeah. and when you say you want to accomplish something, you don't have a naysayer. You don't have somebody saying, sure. You don't have anybody that's going to necessarily tell you that you can achieve it. Now, they may tell you that may not be realistic at that time. Maybe you should scale it down to – so, for instance, if you say I want $1,000, and you haven't figured out how you can make $1,000, why don't we try to work on maybe you can make $100? But that still
can
helps
build
you achieve
up
the goal
towards your $1,000.
Yes, towards it versus saying I'm gonna make $1,000 and then you don't do anything to work towards doing that, and your goal is so big that you realize that you just give up and say, oh, I can't, it doesn't work, I can't do it, you know. And that's where, again, the accountability partners, the mastermind group comes into play. That's a big part.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And for our listeners who are out there, if you're looking for a way to be able to get to your goals, you're looking for an accountability group, you're looking for people who you can surround yourself with that are really going to help you to pursue your goals, and there's nothing that you can dream of or think of that is too big for you to accomplish, but you do need a plan. And so with the International Mastermind Association, with a support system that is here, you can develop a plan that is really going to lead you to success, because, again, success leaves a blueprint. I want to thank all of my guests for today's show, Ms. Ann McNeil, the president and founder of the International Mastermind Association, along with Ms. Nefreda Thomas and Ms. Cynthia. Thank you so much for coming on today, sharing your story, sharing, you know, how this association has been able to help you, and I really feel like it's going to be a benefit to our listening audience. If you want more information about the International Mastermind Association, you can get that at www.internationalmasterminders.com. There's a special call that's going to be happening on Monday that you can participate in. You can call in at 712-432-1620. That's going to be at 6 p.m. Eastern on Monday. The code for that call, so make sure you go ahead and write this down, is 926-634. So I'm going to give you that number again. It's 712-432-1620. That's the phone number, and the code for that call is 926-634. You're going to actually be able to get on the line with Ann McNeil herself, the master builder, building masterminds. And if you have any questions about the International Mastermind Association or how you can get involved, then you can actually call in on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern to find out about that. If you want more information about that 21 to Win Challenge, then you can do that at facebook.com/groups/21towin. That's the number 2, the number 1, and then TOWIN. Or you can go to my website at www.havilamalone.com. That's HAVILAHMALONE. Thank you so much for joining us, and you have an amazing day.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Well,